And welcome back to KNIA KRLS Sports. It's time to get to know Norwalk Activities Director Josh Toby. We'll be asking you a bunch of questions here to reflect back on your high school playing days a little bit and just some of the things, your favorites and whatnot. So away we go here, and I'll start off with where did you grow up?
So, yeah, thanks for having me on, Mike. I grew up in Forest City, up in north central Iowa, just north of Mason City and Clear Lake. Town of between 4,000 and 5,000, home of Winnebago Industries. I played some baseball, basketball, football growing up. Golfed a little my senior year, but yeah, I had some really fantastic coaches up there, Mike. Basketball, I got to play. My high school coach was a legendary Bob Helmer. He's the all-time wins leader in the state of Iowa, I think by a lot. You probably heard his son's name more recently, Mike Helmer at Northland. And then his grandsons have played for Northland too. But just a great coach. Had a great assistant coach in Chuck Etzen for a long time and was fortunate enough to play for them. I don't think I really contributed to any of those wins. but played football. My football coach was actually Bernie Brick, who used to be the AD at Indianola, and he works for Buildings and Grounds there now. So it's always fun to run into Bernie and see his son compete these past couple of years in high school athletics. And in baseball, I played for a great coach named Denny McDonald, who I would consider a friend and mentor all these years. But yeah, great experience growing up in Forest City.
Tell us about your family life a little bit, wife and kids.
Yeah, so my wife, Heather, and I have been married, it was 20 years this July. I think we spent our anniversary at state softball. And I have three kids. Elena will be a senior this year at Norwalk. Elena's involved in show choir, the musical, has a knack for that, does not get that from me at all, and is getting ready to, you know, ramp up her senior year here. Jack will be a freshman at Norwalk, and I think he'll do some golf and basketball. And then Landry will be a sixth grader. So for 1 year, Mike, I get to have all the kids on the same campus, which will be kind of neat, you know, at least for a year or so. I think it will be. But yeah, they're all busy, and you know, it's kind of a variety. They all kind of do their own little thing, and that's kind of what makes it fun too. Is we get to be involved with a lot of different activities in a lot of different ways.
You've been involved in coaching and athletic administration for a long time now. When did you kind of first know that's something you wanted to get into?
You know, my first teaching job was down at the Park Hill School District in Kansas City. I kind of liken it to a school district like Ankeny, the size of it anyways, and was teaching and coaching at the middle school level, and just kind of realized how much I liked it. And when we moved back to Iowa, had an opportunity to work with Mr. Lammers as a middle school athletic director, and really enjoyed that and my time there, which then took me to Johnston working with Gary Ross up there, you know, and all the Johnston teams for 10 years. But, you know, I think just being around some really, really fantastic coaches, Mike, and some really good administrators, not just ADs, but principals. And, you know, I think you can see the force and positive impact that you can make at this level. And that's what we strive to do here, you know? So it's kind of been a gradual, I guess, liken to the athletics world, but it's such a fantastic job, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right. And let's get into some of your favorite things or activities. Lifelong, pretty much Iowa kid. So Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
We are Cyclones in our family. Both my wife and I graduated from Iowa State with education degrees. So our heart is in Ames. But I tell you what, as I get older, it's fun to see some of these kids from Norwalk or Johnston or other families that we've gotten to know, you know, then go to Iowa. It'll be fun to cheer on Maddox Orcharding as he goes to, you know, starting his collegiate football career at Iowa and root him on. So maybe I've softened in that a little bit as I've gotten older, but we are definitely Cyclones.
Any special favorite memories from Iowa State sports?
You know, so many. I was blessed the time I was there to be there when they went on their run in the early 2000s with basketball. with Marcus Fizer and Tinsley. And tell you what, that was, I remember waiting out in the cold, trying to get into games, and that atmosphere was just electric for two seasons, you know. And then we were there too when they started to turn the corner with Dan McCarney and get to bowl games. So I kind of lucked out in that. Before that, there wasn't a whole lot to cheer about for a few years, but when we were there, we just, with a little luck, got to enjoy some kind of the turn of Cyclone athletics, and to see where it's come today is pretty impressive. But yeah, some of those games, Mike, where Iowa State played Kansas early 2000s, yeah, I don't know how you would beat that atmosphere. It was fun.
Yeah, those were some good ones for sure. You had definitely had some good timing with that. How about professional teams? Who are your favorite teams to root for in the pros?
Well, we are big Denver Bronco fans in our family too, so obviously not a lot to root about the last couple of years, but we're diehard, so every year we say this is the year. And we try to get out to a game each year out to Denver. So that's been a kind of a special way our family can, you know, take trips or just do things together, and they seem to like that. So we'll see what this year brings. But yeah, we're big Bronco fans. Have always been a Bronco fan growing up, and follow the Atlanta Braves pretty close. So I'm kind of lucking out this year with how well they're swinging it. But yeah, John Elway stole my heart when I was a kid, and it's been a fun ride as a fan of that team over the years.
Absolutely. And then how about a favorite, maybe one of your favorite vacations you've ever been on, and where's maybe a dream destination you haven't been to yet?
You know, a couple of years ago, for 2 years in a row, we actually took the family out to Colorado, Breckenridge Estes, in the summertime. And just anybody who's been out there knows how pretty it is. And I think those were some of the funner vacations that we've been on, hiking and just, you know, staying in a cabin for a week, and hopefully we can get out there soon. But yeah, I think those places in Colorado stick out to me the most. I think I'd rather go to the mountains than the beach, honestly. So,
well, that's Norwalk Activities Director Josh Tobey. Thanks for joining us today on Let's Get to Know.
Thanks, Mike.